T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the second time in 2 days, a North Texas high school student has been shot on campus. This time it happened at Thomas Jefferson High in Northwest Dallas. The victim is recovering while the suspected shooter, also a student, remains on the run. KRLD's Bailey Friday starts our team coverage.
The district says the victim was shot in the arm and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They're expected to make a full recovery. That's the good news. The victim is a Thomas Jefferson High School student. They were standing outside the school around 4:30 yesterday, right after students had been dismissed for the day, when they were shot. District officials have confirmed that the shooter is also a TJ student. Classes have been canceled today at the high school and at neighboring campus Walnut Hill Elementary. The district says students need time to process. The schools are offering counseling services. They're also still giving out meals to students who need them. That is happening later this afternoon. At this point, the shooter has not been arrested. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with kids headed back to Lamar High School, Arlington ISD and the police department say they're working together to make sure students are safe.
Arlington ISD has an internal security department but contracts with police to work at schools. Students at Lamar say they go through metal detectors and they drill for active shooters. Superintendent Marcelo Cavasso says those drills can help kids and teachers know how to react in a crisis.
We prepare for incidents like this, but it's impossible to prepare for the emotion.
But this shooting was outside the school. Arlington Police Chief Al Jones says they always work with the school district to make sure their security plans are up to date.
I'm sure that there is going to be ongoing discussion to make sure that our kids are safe. That's our number one priority, is our kids.
So he says that working relationship will continue and security plans will keep evolving to make sure kids are safe. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Plano police have arrested 11 people in a crackdown on organized retail theft. KRLD's Scott Gordon explains a tip led to the bust.
In Plano, police have been following a nationwide crime trend. It involves groups of thieves overwhelming store security officers.
There's definitely been an increase in organized retail crime. Basically, you've got large amount of people going into different stores and splitting up and grabbing whatever they can and running out with it, or they are just simply walking out with it.
Plano officer Jennifer Chapman says police got a tip on St. Patrick's Day from alert store security, and officers were ready. They arrested 11 alleged thieves as they ran out of several stores and recovered thousands of dollars in stolen clothes. In the 24-Hour News Center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
More than 25 years after a Dallas man was wrongfully convicted of capital murder, his name is officially cleared. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
Just minutes after Martin Santillan was declared actually innocent, he walked out of a Dallas County courtroom a free man for the first time since 1997. He was arrested for a shooting in Deep Ellum, a shooting he never committed. It was advanced work in DNA testing that evidently led to his arrest and to another bombshell. District Attorney John Cruzo said a man who is now grown but was a juvenile at the time has been arrested for this murder in Colorado.
From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The country's largest religious nonprofit serving current and former inmates is backing a bill in the Texas House that would make it easier for former criminals to turn their lives around.
House Bill 1747 would make it easier for them to get licensed in a profession. It prohibits consideration of certain older criminal convictions if someone has proven over 5 years that they're able to live a crime-free life. David Jimenez with Prison Fellowship says,
so this bill would affect a wide variety of high-demand, high-pay professions relating from electrician to cosmetology and a lot of professions and jobs that offer a gateway to the middle class.
He says most licensing boards don't pursue automatic denials. Instead, former inmates are individually evaluated, and that this bill by Plano Republican Jeff Leach builds on that. Jimenez adds the bill recognizes that certain violent and sexual offenses should be considered by boards no matter how much time has passed. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.